I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado's Noxious Weed Fund was set up to control invasive plants that threaten agricultural cropland and rangelands and cause soil erosion and create a fire hazard.
Those funds are already dedicated to projects that are just kind of ramping up right now.
Steve Ryder is a state weed coordinator with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Ryder says the agency has completed its 2019 funding of more than $735,000 in one-year grants to counties, municipalities, conservation districts all over the state.
We've got the Upper Arkansas Cooperative Weed Management Area. You know, those are folks from Lake and Chaffee County all the way down to Pueblo County and down to Trinidad in the Upper Ark. And there's six or seven entities usually of counties and conservation districts in that partnership. They've organized themselves really well. They get a substantial grant, mainly because they cover a huge area. We have a neighbor to the south, which is the San Luis Valley Cooperative Weed Management Area. And, you know, the valley is made up of, you know, more or less of six counties and a number of conservation districts. They're sharing equipment and expense and doing some really good work. The valley is, you know, looking really good in terms of weed management.
Counties, conservation districts, and nonprofits can request the funding each fall with the final decision on awards made over the winter.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.